And next item, number four, is report from Mr. Segundi from the State Water Resources Control Board.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Briggs. I'm delighted to be here as always. First, let me also express my thanks that we're finally going to be able to infiltrate Caltrans, so I'm looking forward to that. Thought I'd bring you up to date on just a few of the items that we've been dealing with at the state board level. This week, we tackled the Mercury TMDL for San Francisco Bay. It was a TMDL that was presented to us by Region 2, and the board, on a 4-1 vote, remanded that TMDL back to Region 2 and asked for some additional conditions. The biggest controversy really surrounded the current discharger community, which is putting in approximately 20 kilos a year of mercury into the bay. Now, you have to understand that that's a minuscule amount and that the bay currently has about 63,000 kilos embedded in the sediment at the bottom of the bay, and there are 1,500 kilos that are continuing to come into the bay from various sources, mostly from the legacy mines and the riverbeds. Therefore, the discharge community is, frankly, a fairly small part. But having said that, we did not feel that they could continue to contribute to the degradation of the bay. So we created an offset program, or at least proposed that they create an offset program, so that they would not have to continue to, if you like, spend enormous amounts of money to improve their current operations, but instead could collect mercury from other places within the bay itself and use that as an offset for their continuing discharge. We also, however, asked for the discharge community to give individual allocations to each of the dischargers. Right now, it's simply a lump sum, 17 kilos per year for the POTWs, one for the refineries, two for some of the industrial dischargers. And there's, quite frankly, a variance within that community. Some of the dischargers are doing an absolutely excellent job. Others really need to come up to snuff. So we're giving them time, opportunity, and a program by which they can also bring their discharges more in line with those that are operating at the highest level. I don't want you to get the idea that each and every TMDL that comes before the state board is going to be remanded back to the regional boards. Nothing is further from the truth. There were three others that were presented day before yesterday, to the state board from Region 4, the Los Angeles region, and those dealt with bacteria, and all three of those were approved, frankly, with no controversy whatsoever. When I say approved, they're being put on our docket, our consent docket, for later this month, but at this workshop, there was no controversy whatsoever, and I expect those will be approved unanimously on the 22nd of this month. Also, last week we held an ASBS workshop in Monterey, Areas of Special Biological Significance. I think, as most of the board members know, under current law, there are no waste discharges allowed into any ASBS, and yet currently we have 1,650 effluent streams going into these areas. So we are holding workshops to determine how we can best ameliorate that condition. One of the things we are looking at is a general permit with some fairly stiff conditions attached to it. To give you an example, we would prohibit all dry weather discharges into the area. And wet weather would have to be brought down considerably in terms of the amount of waste that's currently contained in the discharges themselves. This workshop was in Monterey. We're going to hold a second workshop in Laguna Beach, probably towards the end of October, beginning of November. And then we will start to come up with a draft proposal at that point in time. There is a meeting being held on the 19th and 20th this month, the WQCC. I think Roger knows what those initials stand for. I'm not certain, but basically, this is our annual conference for all members of the various regional water boards as well as the state water board. So that's 81 members there plus the five of us. So that would be 86 members. It's being held in Sacramento, and you're each invited, and we absolutely want your representation. This is your meeting, and this is your opportunity to interact with the state board and tell us how we can improve our communications and what things perhaps we can do differently. Two more things, numeric limits. Next week, we have impaneled a group of experts that are going to be looking at the feasibility of numeric limits for stormwaters. Discharges. I think, as all of you know, there's enormous controversy as to whether or not numeric limits should be enacted for stormwater discharges. The environmental community is fairly strong in its advocacy. The discharge community is fairly strong in its advocacy against any type of numeric limits. So we have impaneled this group of experts to tell us whether or not this is even something that is technically feasible to do. And they will be meeting for the first time next week. I believe it's on the 13th and 14th of September. And finally, from a personnel point of view, we no longer have a general counsel. I think Laurie Okun is well aware of that. And we are currently interviewing for that position. If all goes well, by the end of this month, we will have finished our interviews and we'll be in a position to make a selection. We have a number of strong internal candidates, and we've also gotten some, and by internal I mean those that are currently employed by the State Water Board, but we've also received some other applications from various government agencies. So we've got about 15 applicants at this point in time. Craig Wilson, who is our general counsel and who did an absolutely superb job, has left us to go with private industry as of September 1st, and we're certainly going to miss him greatly. If there are any questions on any subject, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, that's it for my report.
I've got a couple for you.
All right.
With the ASBSs, you know, we have some in our own region here, and I'm just kind of curious where you think maybe the State Board is going in terms of a discharger being able to demonstrate that their wet weather runoff meets certain criteria or standards, and therefore should not have to do anything more in terms of treatment.
It's going to depend probably on the individual discharger, obviously. I think if you can demonstrate, indeed, that there's fairly minimal impact to the ASBS, I think we'll be somewhat sympathetic to that. This is wet weather we're talking about, right?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman? Okay.
Correct.
Dry weather, we're going to say no. I will also tell you, and this is perhaps more of a personal prejudice than anything else, there are a number of communities that are looking at diverting the effluent from an ASBS to another part of the ocean. I think that is money that is wasted, quite frankly, because all you're doing is moving it upstream or downstream. It's still going to mix with the ocean, and we need a better solution than that. I don't think you'll find us unreasonable, but the law literally states right now no waste of any kind can go into the ASBSs. And therefore, we get questions, for example, sediment, clean sediment from a farm that's right above an ASBS. Is that allowed? Well, if indeed the sediment is absolutely clean, that probably is allowed. On the other hand, if it's adhered to some type of a toxic substance, obviously it's not going to be. What about nutrients? Are they allowed? Probably not at this point in time. But these are the things we're looking into. And we're absolutely asking for suggestions from the community. My mind is not made up at all in this regard. And Pete Silva, who's the other board member that's co-chairing these hearings, I can tell you he also has a wide open mind. So we are looking for suggestions. What I do not want to do, from a personal point of view, is issue 1,650 individual permits at this point in time, I think. That's going to be a glorious waste of time. So we need some general solution, and yet one that will indeed protect the ASBSs.
And are we supposed to continue processing permits? You know, we had, did it actually come before us, or did we continue it? You know, the Carmel.
Came before us, and we continued for the Monterey Regional Stormwater.
Right. So when that comes back to us, I guess we are supposed to process it.
At this point in time, yes.
The law as it is right now.
As it is right now.
Which is no waste.
No waste.
And send it up to the state board if that's what the applicants want to do.
That is correct,
okay.
As of this point.
Okay.
I suspect it won't be until the spring that we're going to have a proposal for you, since the second workshop, there was so much demand on this. The Monterey workshop, I counted the audience. We had about 125 people in the audience. We had about 40 individual speakers. I suspect we'll get that type of a turnout in Southern California also. So, and we're taking the comments very seriously.
Okay.
And we are very cognizant of the fact that you know, the local communities are not exactly rolling in wealth at this point in time.
Second question for you is, it involves an article I just read in the paper a couple days ago about ag cuts for the ag waiver programs and staffing cuts statewide, and I was wondering if you could fill us in a little bit on...
I read the same article in the SACB on Wednesday morning. I'm looking at it just before we go into our board hearing and workshop, and I must admit my jaw dropped open. I'm not aware of any cuts we're making. The chairman is going to be sending out a letter. We certainly have not proposed any. I think there was a lot of misinformation in that article, is what it amounts to. You know, we have just proposed, or I should say, not just say proposed, we've just enacted a program for $1.9 million, which I've forgotten the exact number of people now. PY's 18 or 20, something like that, on a statewide. 22, thank you. 22 yearly persons, and I have no desire to cut that whatsoever. And it was a shock to the board members, I can assure you. So I think you're going to find out that there was a lot of misinformation there. I have not seen the letter that Chairman Baggett is drafting right now, but he certainly said this was not correct.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Segundi?
Yeah.
Mr. Shallcross.
Mr. Segundi, back on the Mercury TMDL.
Yes.
On the offset program, is the ratio of reclaimed mercury to discharged mercury, is that a one-to-one ratio?
That is going to be the big conundrum. There's no question about that. We have not decided that. We are going to start working with the discharge community and the environmental community to see exactly what we can come up with. Obviously, the discharge community would like a one-to-one ratio. I've heard the environmental community say it should be 30-to-1, 40-to-1, 50-to-1. I'm not there, I can tell you that. But it will be a reasonable amount.
All we can ask for is reasonableness.
Excuse me?
All we can ask for is reasonableness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll see you at the WQCC.
Please.
Okay.
That's Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting, and I think we have five board members attending.
Thank you.
Okay.